Let's turn in God's Word now to Mark's Gospel in chapter 3. Mark's Gospel in chapter 3, in which we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. Mark chapter 3 and verse 1. These are the words of our God. And he entered the synagogue again. And a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Step forward." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and beyond the Jordan. And those from Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him. So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitude, lest they should crush him. For he healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed about him to touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, that he might send them out to preach and have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And the multitude came together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." So he called them to himself and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man. And then he will plunder his house. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men in whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit." Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." But he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?" And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother." And those are God's words. And so here we see Christ's enemies seeking to catch him in great sin. based on their man-made laws that they had added to the Sabbath, like not healing people on the Sabbath, when actually, if we go to Isaiah 58 and verses 6 and 7, we will find there that work of mercy, the act of mercy of healing people, is commanded to be done on the Sabbath day. We see verse 5, Christ with anger towards them, righteous anger, of course, anger towards them because of their unrighteousness, and he was grieved over their hardness of hearts as he heals the man with the withered hand. And from then on, the Pharisees and the Herodians sought to destroy Jesus. And through verse 12, we see Jesus healing all sorts of people. And then through verse 21, is ordaining the 12 to be his disciples, to go on and preach the gospel. The scribes, then through verse 30, were committing blasphemy against Jesus, saying he was Beelzebub. And also, but the ruler of the demons he casts out, or by the ruler of demons he casts out demons. And so he then responds and answers them with a warning about blaspheming the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit who worked through him to cast out the demons. And then the end of the passage reminding us that our nearest and dearest relations are those who follow him and seek to do his will. And so we are called in this passage and all of it to follow after Christ and seek in all things to obey his word. And how do we follow Christ but to believe on him and trust in him in all things for our life and our death? Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful again for your Son. We're thankful that he shows himself once again to be the Messiah, the anointed one here, the one who has promised to come and heal diseases and cast out demons. And yet sadly the Jews could not see that he was fulfilling all those promises. We pray that we would see it, that we would have eyes to see Jesus. And Father, we pray that you would give us hearts to receive by faith Jesus Christ, your Son, as he who died on the cross for our sins, rose from the dead to give us life and secure our justification, now ascended and seated on the throne, that we might, in union with him, be seated with him in eternity. And that's what we look forward to and hope, even as we look in hope of the future. When you will, as you brought in the many here disciples, the 12 disciples, of themselves wicked men, but you called them to yourself, your Son called them to be his disciples, to be the apostles, and to minister and preach the gospel and heal people and cast out demons, just as he was doing, to follow after him. And that's what you have done for the many of us who are your children, wicked as we are. You've called us out from our sins and clothed us with your righteousness, the righteousness of Christ alone. And so we praise you for this great work of you, of God, and of your Son Jesus Christ, and the working of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. And may we not blaspheme the work of the Holy Spirit. Rather, Father, we plead that you would forgive us of our sins. We ask that you would watch over us as the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. In many places there are sufferings and persecutions and your children being put to death. We pray that you would uphold them in faith. If it be your will, uphold them in body. But if it be their time to die in your great providence, and Father, may your name be exalted and glorified, and may sinners see and hear what they proclaim in the gospel, and they would believe unto salvation. So many times you have used those persecuted and put to death for their faith, to bring through the gospel wicked, evil people to believe on you and be your children. And so we pray that you would continue that working of great mercy unto them, just as you showed mercy unto us. Father, we pray and also that you would be with those churches we often lift up in prayer in Oklahoma City and Houston and San Antonio, Westminster and Denver, and I'll be with these congregations and provide ministers, faithful, godly men to preach the word consistently before these people and these congregations. And praise you for working and bringing about men for Columbia and Denison. Pray that those men, as they are installed, you would be with them and grant them boldness in their preaching and faithfulness to your word. Father, we also thank you for the government, our civil magistrate. We're thankful in the many ways they do good for us, even though, generally speaking, they are against your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for those who seek to protect us, like police, the military, even some of our own children who serve in the military. I pray that you would protect them and give them faith in your Son if they have not already, and uphold them while they're there, because we know being in the military is not the easiest thing for a Christian. We're thankful even for the firemen and the local leaders who really do care about the church, who love your Son Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would help them and strengthen them to be bold in their callings and their rulings. Above all things, we pray that you would save our rulers. You would turn them to yourself, that they would kiss the Son, that they would not perish, that they would rule according to your word, and that you would bring about such a change in our nation that we could be actually called a Christian nation who submits to Christ and bows to Him alone. That the gospel would go forth and the churches would flourish. And that you would bring about your promises that we've heard many times. This is our hope and our prayer. Yet, Father, we pray that you would bring about judgment upon the wicked. If it is not your will to save them, then, Father, we know your will is to judge them. And so bring about that judgment at the right time. And though we pray just like Abraham prayed for the few righteous who remain, we pray that you would spare us. And Father, we ask that you would uphold us. You would be the one who upholds Carla, who is not feeling well today. Pray that you would strengthen her. And again, be with Michelle. She's in Denver. We pray that you would bring her back safely after her training. And that you would be keeping all of our congregation healthy and strong, with strong immune systems, all for your glory, if that be your will. In all things we trust your providence. Whether good providences or dark providences, we trust you. Because you are going to work in all things for our good. And so we trust your plan. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.